What's going on, you lazy lodgers, and welcome to the Lazy Lads podcast, joined with the boy, Dat Guy, from the last episode, the first episode, indeed, and...
Jacob, just call me Cisco.
Yeah, we're joined by our boy Cisco again, he's here again. Alright, so, what we're gonna be talking about today, for this podcast episode, we've come up with some ideas, we're gonna be talking about some stuff, what do you want to talk about first, huh?
Have you heard about, like, how Cyberpunk is, like, apparently, like, a buggy mess?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. It's, like, going on all over YouTube and everything. I go on YouTube, it's just everywhere.
Yeah, man. Apparently, this game was, like, in development for over 7 years. Apparently, this one guy had, like, gone to college, got married, and even have a kid in that time. And in that time, it came out and was a buggy mess. Pretty poggers, not gonna lie.
Pretty sure it's because everybody was just telling them, hey, release the game already. Please release it. And then, like, they released it. And they're like, well, yeah, we were going to finish these bugs, but, like, you told us to release it. So, here it is.
I mean, the game had gone gold earlier this year. So, everyone expected it to be already out, like, bug-free by then. If you've heard, like, they were even restricting reviewers, like, early review guys. Like, if you check out Young, yeah, he's like, they even prevented some people from using their own footage in, like, the reviews.
So, that's weird.
They did that. So, It's not very pogchamp of them. They tried to hide the bugs.
They tried to hide it from us. They wanted it to be a surprise. Log into the game, you just automatically see one of the models just turning into a spasm mess.
And apparently on, like, base consoles, like, if you got, like, a regular Xbox or a regular PS4, the game is borderline unplayable, like, even falling into, like, the 14 frames sort of thing.
Yeah, like, it's, like, 14 to, like, 20 frames, huh?
Yeah, that's not very poggers, man. That's not very cash money of them.
Yeah, that's not playable. I also was watching an episode from the LAN show or something from Linus Tech Tips. He was talking about Cyberpunk and its bugs. He actually pointed out something, like, there's a big problem with the frame drops like that. It's actually really bad for people's eyes. Like, it can, like, cause something. It's slow frames.
Some people can have, like, an epileptic seizure or something.
Yeah, because the freaking flashing lights. They don't... Yeah. They show a warning in the beginning, but it's, like, it's like, a little warning. Still, though, I think there should probably be an option to turn off, like, the super fast lights, maybe. Or just... It's set out a bigger warning. Because that's it's not a good look on your game, dudes. You wanted this game to be the best game of all time. And, well, this is not how you do it.
It still has broken a lot of records. Like, it's the 10th best-selling game of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
8 million pre-order copies, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. Yeah, I look on YouTube and everybody's playing the game, man. My boy C-Dog VA, Connor, he's playing the game on Twitch.
Why not, man? It's like, wow. It's like the new game. It's been hyped up for, like, over 7 years.
Yeah.
It took longer to develop than, like, TF2, dude. It took forever.
Yeah. The game is still fun, though. It still looks like a really good game. I haven't been able to play it.
It looks like a good game, but if you're, like, on board on base consoles, like just a regular PS4 or a regular Xbox, it's borderline unplayable. Like, dipping into, like, 14 frames per second or 20 frames per second. Like, bro, that's the type of frames you would get if you had, like, AT&T internet and a regular Xbox on with, like, Apex Legends, man. That's the sort of frames I get.
At this point, just, like, don't release it on basic consoles.
Well, if they hadn't released it on base consoles, they would have missed out on a massive audience. Like, yeah. You know, barely anyone has, like, next gen. Like, PS5 sold out.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that. Not everybody has a next gen console, so not a lot of people. That new record of millions of people buying it and everything probably wouldn't even exist if they didn't release it on the old consoles.
It wouldn't have, man. Like, there's still millions of players still on PS4 and Xbox, and not everyone has an Xbox One X or an PS4 Pro.
Yeah, because those things are expensive.
Bro, those are expensive as hell, man. Like, an Xbox One X probably costs just as much as a Series X. Like, yeah. Slightly less, but it does cost a lot.
Yeah. Especially maybe the scalpers, too. Those damn scalpers make the PS5 and the Xboxes, like, literally, like, $2,000, like, $1,000 to $2,000.
If you go on eBay, bro, the freaking Series X are, like, on, like, they're like $1,200, man. That's like over double the price, man. A regular Jesus Series Christ. X costs like $500.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Check out for PS5. Who knows? Maybe it's even triple.
I mean, it's actually a reasonable price for how powerful they are, but as their actual price, that's pretty messed up. That's way overpriced.
Yeah, man.
They are basically like portable gaming PCs. I mean, they're very, very powerful machines.
Yeah, like they're practically just as powerful as some high-end PCs.
But sorry.
I'm checking eBay right now, and there's PlayStation 5s, the disc versions. The base disc version costs $500. There's listings on eBay that are at four times the price, man. There's PS5 Jesus. Consoles on eBay for $2,000.
That's just straight up ridiculous.
$2,000. And so there's one with like an extra controller that's $1,500. There's a regular listing, the digital edition, for $1,000.
My God.
Bruh.
These scalpers, man. Did you hear that? Like one of the scalpers has actually like they got doxxed and apparently they've been robbed.
Holy shit, dude. I actually haven't heard about that.
Yeah. It was like blowing up on YouTube, like in my recommendation system because of certain people I watch. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, yeah, cool. They kind of get what they deserve, but also not cool, I guess.
I would say that is kind. They got what they deserved, but I think they got a bit too much. They were punished, but way too severely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say doxed would have been the best way to. I don't think doxing would have been the best way to just, punch a scalper. I don't think that's very cash money of them. It's not very cool.
Not very cash money, I'd say about it.
that is a very bad thing, though. That you should never dox people. It seems obvious. It seems obvious that you shouldn't do it, but there's still a lot of people who, for some reason, can't avoid. They just have to dox someone or something, man.
Yeah, it's even more ridiculous now that people aren't even able to get a PS5 or like an Xbox